Yes, I'm from Statistics Austria, the National Statistics Institute of Austria. I wrote this package with two of my colleagues from there, with Matthias Tempel and Bernhard Meinl, and we also collaborated with the World Bank and with Olivier Dupuy from the World Bank. So why do we want to generate a synthetic population to try out methods, to compare methods? To have a population for policy modeling on an individual level, for example, for health planning or for demographic change. To use a synthetic population for teaching purposes, for example, for survey methods, so you have a close to reality population and students can try out different survey designs and play around with it what the effect is. As a statistical office, we have a lot of survey data sets and also register-based data sets. And in principle, we share them in the form of public or scientific use files, but it has to be with very low disclosure risks. So one possibility is to generate a complete synthetic data set. That should have a very low disclosure risk. So data availability is often a problem, so you get data, and the idea is that organizations who have data generate synthetic data sets and just release the synthetic data. So what does close to reality data mean in this case? We want to actual sizes of regions or stratas in our close to reality data set. So that can be a region, for example, a state of Austria, which is rather small, which has been stated in the United States. So you can just set a strata, strata variables, and in these variables, the number of households, for example, will be exactly the same. You can have marginal distributions and interactions between variables, and they should be represented correctly. Some hierarchical structure, cluster structure, should be preserved. So for example, if you generate a household data set, then a household in the synthetic data set should be as close to a household in a real data set. So that means that the composition of households is somehow logically or right. Yeah, data confidentiality must be ensured. Poor replication should be avoided because you can still have very special units you replicate. And as before, you could also set marginal distributions which should be exactly matched. So the choice of methods you can use depend on the available information. In SimPop, we only use model-based approaches. We'll come to that in a minute. What are the different inputs? What are the possible inputs? A nice thing to start off is a census, of course, or some variables of a census, which is hard to get normally. You can have survey samples, multiple survey samples, aggregated information from samples or known marginal distributions from the population. So basically you can have microdata and combined with aggregated data. So what is this model-based approach? You start off with setting up your household structure with some additional variables, which should be limited because they exactly match cases in the real population. Afterwards, you can just simulate additional variables, either categorical variables or continuous variables to your created relation. And then there's an extra step for continuous variables, which should be split into components. For example, a household income, and you have different income components. There's a own function for simulating this split up. The methods can be applied in a stratified manner. So the heterogeneity between regions, for example, is reflected. And of course, sampling weights are considered in each step. So most of the times we have quite unequal weights in our samples, so it's important to reflect it. So this household structure, the core variables, simulated separately for each combination of strata and household size. And in the case that you start off with a sample, the number of households is just estimated using the Horvitz-Thompson estimator. In case of a census, you just know the number of households. And in this first step, this number of core variables should be as low as possible. And because they are basically, or they are replicated from the original households in the strata. And after this step, you add additional variables with regression or model machine learning, which basically means random forest classification trees in this in our package, to add additional variables. So it's a package which is on ground, and the goal is to produce this synthetic confidential data set. And what's also nice is internally it's automatically applied that the computations are done in parallel. So just your number of cores minus one are used for the computations. So for example, if you have a lot of regions, then you have to estimate the random forest, for example, for each region separately, and this is done in a parallel way. So we go for an example, the EU Silk survey on income and living conditions. It's a big survey in the European Union. So all countries which are part of the European statistical system do this survey. And we scale it down by the factor 100, just that everything is going faster. Then you start off with the function specify input, where you just give the data object you want to use as the start, an household ID, the variable, keeping the household variable, the household size, if you have not computed it, it's also computed internally, the strata variable, which is in this case a regional variable, a region of Austria, and the sampling weight, the variable name within the sampling weight. The next step is to generate this basic structure, and we only use a very limited number of variables to be in this basic structure, namely the age, one of the two strangely named variables is the gender, and I think one is the relation to the head of the household. So after that you have an object from the class simpop object, and you can apply the other functions to this object. get categorical variables with the same category function. We just give it a simple object. With the additional parameter, you tell what variables should be simulated, what new variables should be added to the dataset, and the method. In this case, we use multinom, so it will fit a binomial model for these two variables based on all the available variables in the dataset. You can also specify a specific formula per variable, so you don't just use any model, but a very specific model. Of course, the ordering how you add variables is of importance, because you can only use the information which is already in your synthetic population. So if you don't, you, for example, first, if you don't have the age in the structure and you simulate the age first, then you can use it in the next step to generate another variable, but if you have not simulated it first, it's not a variable. Yeah, the print method is just like a very short summary, so you can see your current population. So you have 85,000 persons in this case, so Austria divided by the factor 100 approximately, and the size of the sample you started off with, and the variables you already have in your synthetic dataset. It's very similar for continuous variables. You can also add, in this case, we added the upper limit, so this upper parameter sets what's the highest possible income in your simulation. And there are also several methods you can use. You can just use like linear regression, you can use random forest. The default is also a multinomial model where it builds classes based on the continuous variable and then builds a multinomial model and then just draws inside of the classes, so numeric values inside of the classes. Yeah, and after that, if you have, like in this example, the net income of a household, you can split it up in components with the same components function. There's the possibility to calibrate on known margins. So for example, if you know the exact margins region by gender and by economic status, you have this in a n-dimensional table. And with this add known margins function, you just save it in your simple object. And in the next step, you can calibrate your population on these marginal numbers, which is done by simulated annealing. And at the end, we just have a calibrated population object with all the variables we have added. We see this variable because we have used the multinomial approach. It automatically generates a net income category variable. And if we have our population, we can check it. There is a function called sbtable, which generates, based on given variables, comparison tables between the input data set and your synthetic data set. And on this table, you can apply the sb mosaic function to create a mosaic plot to compare the sample to the population. This is everything that looks very close. continuous variables, there's a comparison of the cumulative distribution functions, where just give it like the continuous variable we want to plot and the split up variable. So in this case, we used the Austrian states as split up, and then we see the distribution of the income in the sample and the synthetic population in each of these regions. So the idea is to preserve the structure of the original input. You can calibrate the margins of your synthetic population. Statistics can be estimated quite precisely, also on the synthetic population. You don't have real data inside, so it's confidential, and you can just give it away. It's quite efficient to the code of simple application of SIMPAC. And there are several methods you can use. You can use the linear models, multinomial models, classification trees, random forest. And also the idea behind is to mix all the inputs you have, so mix different samples with census data, with marginal tables, and to combine it in one synthetic data set. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tech questions? Otherwise, I have a question. What do you think, can this package also be applied to other populations as I'm an ecologist, maybe to animals? Or is this specific from the terminology, household, and so on?
I mean, it was developed for this special structure household person, but you don't need the household. You can just sample like the sampling units directly. So, for example, an animal. So, it can be used for any kind of data sets.
Yeah.
Or where it works. Depends, of course, on the structure of the data set.
Are there any applications that could use this with only, say, for example, summary statistics of the population, but without the full data set? So if you wanted to create a synthetic population out of just a collection of summary statistics, is that out of scope?
Without any microdata, it's not possible with the package. I mean, there are some possibilities. You can basically just draw in the according to the numbers you have and apply simulated immunity afterwards or something like that. But
so when you say summary statistics, does that include like covariance?
It's more just a hypothetical question, possibly.
Because you know, without the covariance, you never know what's underlying that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you lose a lot in your descriptive.
The idea here is that you have some kind of microdata where you can apply models, and with the models you can estimate the variables you need. Yes, the idea is that the variable you simulate with the simple categorical function are somehow dependent on variables in the data set. So you build up a model and you use the predictions of the model to generate the variable. So if there's some dependency, it works well. If there's basically the variables are totally independent, it doesn't work. It's like normal modeling, normal classification problem.
Yeah. Very last question.
Okay.
The other
are there kind of guidelines of using this kind of package on like a certain amount of sample size that you need for your microdata in order to generate the population?
Not really guidelines, but I mean it's similar to just survey estimates. If you a very small sample with high error, it doesn't work well. But I don't have a fixed number. And also afterwards, if you on the synthetic data set, if you compute statistics, and the error will not be less than in your sample,
mm.
It probably will be higher.
Okay.